In the beginning, all we had was hope. First we chose to be with each other, and then we chose to strike out on our own. There were new lands to be explored together, countless hours to fill, and a soil so rich and a sun so bright that we could hardly fail to grow. Our independence flowed like a fresh, sweet stream, and we could drink our fill, then go and win one day and then the next. We were lovers and dreamers and workers and inventors, and we weren't just going to live. We were going to create a whole new way of living together, and through that, a whole new order of the world, one that had never been conceived before. It was our duty. It was our destiny. It was our right to honor our bond and to do these things together. This was going to be our lives, our life, as one. We were focused, of course, on each other, but we thought that others beyond might see us learn and grow. And we wondered if we might somehow brighten the fabric of creation through our example. There were breathless moments when we imagined ourselves as a beacon for lost souls, a harbor for ideas that were fresh and true, and a catalyst for hope and its triumph over despair. For the most part, our dreams were domestic and particular. But we were also inspired to dwell on eternal things, to cultivate and channel the right kinds of love in a way that could endure forever. Everything seemed possible, even inevitable, for a time, for a long time. But then, of course, there was the break, the collapse. When it came quickly, like a roof that falls after years of quiet rot. You, of course, were there like I was, so I don't need to describe how our careful plans and our youthful ambitions got bogged down in pettiness and selfishness and rancor over time. All of this was plain to see, but all the same we couldn't tell where it was leading, and it's hard to say we understand it even now. We're still too confused and afraid to find much wisdom in sadness. Maybe that'll come in time. But what we can see now is all the good and what we had together, our values and our ideals before we lost sight of them, the strength of our bond before it snapped, the things we learned and then forgot about living a common life. What we had together was never perfect. Nothing on earth is ever perfect, of course. Early on, we probably believed in our dreams too much. But toward the end, we didn't believe in them nearly enough. If only we had managed more foresight and humility and compassion and sacrifice at the time of being tested. Maybe we could have held what now is lost. One last thing. We stood here once on this spot and marveled at the world that we had made together. It was the sort of spring day when a storm blew in and out. We laughed in the sunshine and we laughed in the rain. Both of these were perfect, and we felt the day could never end. Standing here today, it gives me chills now to remember when what I see is an extinguished beacon, an empty harbor, relics of fear, scars from ancient dreams that have nearly been forgotten. What can I do in the face of such a vision? The only thing I can think of is to tell this story, in the hopes that someone will care to listen.